April 16th, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I will tell you the root cause of the abuse of authority. It is ambition. When ambition takes form in the heart of any leader, be it religious or secular, moral standards are in jeopardy. Politics is then in play, but it is political action which is spawned by ambition. If vocations become politically motivated, souls suffer and are at stake. Truth is jeopardized as well when ambition takes over the heart of leadership. This is how moral standards have been convoluted and the difference between good and evil no longer clearly defined. These days, souls no longer search out the truth, but choose to believe that which supports their own self-interest. This is bad politics, and is leading your nation and the world into moral decline. Learn from the past, Rome, Greece, even the Nazi regime. Even more dangerous today is that this political ambition is in the hearts of religious leaders, those chosen to lead others to salvation. I am calling each soul to be morally sound according to holy love, the embodiment of the Ten Commandments of love. Do not believe in status or high position in the world to deliver to you the way of truth. This is how political ambition deceives you. Guard against those who love honor in the world. This is a sign of abuse of authority. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. The synopsis: pray for all leaders in high positions of authority that they lead a godly, respectful life conformed to integrity and truth. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. Another note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 2 through 4. The synopsis: encouragement of shepherds of the church, priests and bishops, to tend their flocks in the pattern of the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ, with divine love and mercy, not lording over, under constraint of obedience, or for self-gain. Tend the flock of God that is your charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not as domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory. Another note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 11. The synopsis: reminder of God to leaders of the world that their authority is granted by God, and so their judgments and decisions regarding those they lead are scrutinized according to God's commandments, and if they are in union with God's will. Because the Lord shows no partiality nor fears greatness, a rigorous scrutiny applies to those leaders who abuse their authority. Therefore, prayer should be addressed to leaders that they learn God's wisdom. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom, you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore, set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.